Okay, we will call the regular council meeting to order at 7:45. First thing would be approval of the minutes of the regular council meeting, December 10th.
I will make the motion on the regular council meeting minutes.
I will second that.
Motion and a second on the minutes. Any further discussion?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Claims are next.
So I had to add a claim for ChemNet onto their app. I already printed those, and it was for vendor selection annual fee for $125. And then at the end of December, I did run an extra claim for Steve Jacari for the Fire Relief Association for $600. I ran the Chamber bucks after a meeting last month for $375, which is what was approved, but then we had that change, so that's why the extra one there. And then our U.S. Bank, the sewer loan, and two sewer loans and water loan usually come out ACH January 1st, but for some reason they came out on December 26th, so in order to balance, I put the claim into December, so.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the claims.
I'll second.
Motion and a second on the claims. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? December adjustments and journal entries.
So they are all just our normal interest.
Motion on the adjustments and journal entries.
One second.
Any further discussion on those? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Public comment? You guys all public commented out?
I just wanted to say kudos to Ashley. She was quite instrumental in sponsoring floodplain information, and Tracy was here, and I think the council needs to recognize Ashley for all. She put a lot of time and effort into that, contacting people, and I just wanted to say kudos to that. I think it was well done. I think we got a lot of information out of it and some direction. There's still a lot of direction that's in the question mark part of it, but we're working through that.
Totally. Thank you.
And I just wish Tracy was a little easier to contact. But anyway, especially for me, Ashley, thanks. Thanks for inviting me to come and be a part of that.
Thanks for sitting through the whole thing and working with us on everything and answering all the questions and my math and so forth.
But we did make it through it, and I'm hoping that the people that came there were somewhat satisfied with everything going on. I know some weren't,
yep.
But there's certain regulations and things that we have to follow, as you well know. And but thank you to the town for putting that on and trying to make some headway with that. So,
okay. Thanks, Rudy. Thanks, Ashley.
You bet. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other public? Sheriff's report is next. We didn't get a copy? Okay, that's quick.
Send it when I get it.
Okay. New business. Approval of Resolution 7, 2026, resolution of the Town Council of the Town of Chester, Montana to amend the personnel policy manual to allow pre-employment background screening for candidates for employment.
I'll make a motion on Resolution 07, 2026.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion on that policy?
It's been a long time coming.
All in favor? Sorry.
So was this something preempt this, or is this just something we've been talking about?
Just something.
I wasn't at the last meeting, so I just.
Yeah, just something that's been talked about.
Everybody does it.
Oh yeah, no.
Everybody does.
I'm just.
I don't know why we haven't been.
Okay.
Any further discussion on resolution? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next would be approval of Resolution 8, 2026, requesting membership in North Central Montana Regional Water Authority. I think what everybody's waiting for.
Are you waiting for a motion?
Yes. That's.
I'll make a motion to approve pursuing the membership with the North Central.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on Resolution 8, 2026. Is there any further discussion on this resolution? No further discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Is there any opposed? Okay. Next up would be approval of new hire and setting employee wages. We have an applicant here for an operator in town, Calvin Jones. He's worked for us. He's been summer help before. I guess I'll let you expand on that any if you want, Dave.
Yeah. He worked for us last summer. Most part, he did a pretty damn good job, so I'm not concerned. He was willing to learn, he was willing to take calls, he was willing to, you know, cover some of the bunk duties and wasn't scared to pull rags out of sewer pumps.
And he wants to live in Chester?
What's that?
And he wants to live in Chester.
He wants to come back.
For like what? A year, or what's his 5-year plan?
No idea for sure.
It's because of the good water.
That we're going to have.
3 to 5.
Sorry, I had to say that.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you for sure what his future plan is.
I don't know any more than Dave does on that. I don't know.
I just like if he's just going to come work for us for the summer. I mean, God, we don't need someone just for the summer. We need someone that's going to stay here and want to work here. And he's like, what, 19, 20?
Yeah, I think he's 19.
I mean, I'm glad he applied. I'm glad that he applied back.
Right.
And whatever, that's great. He enjoyed it, but what's his plan? We're going to spend all this money for him to take tests and get licenses, and then he's just going to quit in 6 months because he doesn't like Chester anymore? I mean...
We don't know that.
I know. No, I know. I'm just talking out loud.
We don't know that about any of our...
Don't know anything.
Yeah.
No. It's a gamble.
I know.
Okay, Dave, I see here he's wanting $20 an hour.
Yep, that's what he's wanting.
Okay.
What experience does he have besides working with us just last summer?
That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. Drive careful.
Thank you.
You see you, Chris.
I struggle with the $20 an hour with no experience. We previously hired somebody, and he had experience supposedly in diesel mechanics, and we didn't all agree on his wage increase. And look what that landed us. It landed us minus employees because there was not a feeling of sense of fairness there.
I think we kind of
looked
agree
with
his resume, too, and the resume was loaded. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think.
But I could load a resume as well.
Exactly.
I mean,
you know, and I think that's part of the happening with that was.
I just think we need to be more careful about our wages and how we're offering them so that we're not neglecting our current workers and their experience.
Yeah.
Well, that's just
my opinion.
And I agree, and that's a problem we're going to have now. If he's wanting $20 an hour, Jared's not making $20 an hour.
Jaden,
sorry.
Right.
You know, so you immediately got a problem.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no way we can bring him in at that and leave Jaden where he is.
No.
With that being said, we're not going to find anybody at $17 an hour.
No, I think that is along
but he's,
the
yeah, way. He's not a child, but he's a young man that has lots of room to grow.
Yep.
You know, and lots of time to get experience. I don't feel like giving him $20 an hour and boosting everybody in the office, you know, in the employment realm, just because this kid wants $20.
Well, we haven't been getting the door knocked down.
No.
With the $17 rate, you know, and unfortunately, I think I was talking earlier today about you go to the store and you buy a T-bone steak, and it's now $18 a pound,
right.
Where 3 years ago it was only $14.90 a pound, you know. And I think $20, I don't know if that's out of the realm or not anymore, you know. I just don't know.
Yeah. I don't think it is for what you're asking them to do.
I would be perfectly fine with it if there was more experience.
They kind of take commitment, you know. They got 3 licenses, 4 licenses, or 6 licenses, whatever, you know.
And Dave, can he run equipment at all?
John and I were working with him a little bit last summer.
Okay.
With the loader. And the backhoe a little bit. Not a lot of time on it, though. No.
Okay.
No, but me, but
so it's got room to grow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But so does Jaden.
Right, right.
Yeah. I mean, you go back to that last resume, you said we had all sorts of experience on it.
Right.
And look what we got. We got a guy that sat on an escalator for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I found out on the job what I needed.
Yep.
You know,
I agree.
At least these guys aren't lying to us.
Okay.
I think if we had 30 applicants, we might thin it out a little bit more. But we're going to have burnout with you if we don't get somebody to help out. It's sad to say that he's got a heartbeat anyway. You know, I mean, we'll take him. But he's been here. He kind of knows the ropes. And I don't know. Jaden definitely has more experience than him right now because he's worked through the fall and everything. Mm-hmm. And he's been, unfortunately, there's been some shit duty that's happened during that time. You know, he's had to get in the ditch. He's had to do this. He's had to do that. So
neither one of these kids is scared to get in the ditch.
Yeah.
I mean, neither one of them.
But it wouldn't be fair to bring him in at $20 and leaving Jaden at 17.
Well,
if that's the case, that kid's going to walk. Yeah, and I would almost hand him his papers.
And honestly, right now he's about ready to walk.
Yeah.
I don't know what his final decision is going to be.
Yeah.
He's going to come talk to me today about something that I know about.
Yeah.
I know what's coming down the pipe right now. He never came and talked to me yet.
Yeah. So I think
I talked to you less. Or I talked to you less this morning.
We got to protect that guy, you know. Can't buy a $6 Happy Meal either anymore, you know. So
you know, and it's like John said today. You know, you can go to work for Burgers and McDonald's for $22 an hour. With no on call, no responsibility. Go home, end your shift, and you're done till tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you know how that compares with Shelby? Bill, do you have any idea?
I don't. It's been so long, but I don't know. But I don't know. But to start, you know, young people off, you know, 17, 18 bucks an hour. I don't know if it's 20. I remember sitting through council meetings where there was discussions of, you know, how much tennis shoes cost.
Yeah.
You're sending your kids to school now, you know. So, but I think that you're right. 20 bucks, 22 bucks at McDonald's is about, you know, they're advertising that, so I don't know.
You know, I was at the bank today, and I was just talking to Haley, and I said, see, you're looking for employees, too. She goes, yeah, we're looking for one. And I said, what do you guys start at? Here, just out of curiosity. I'm not interested in the job. I'm just curious what you guys started at. And she goes, 17 to 18.
Yeah.
You know, and there's responsibility there. You're dealing with people's money. But same thing, 4:30, go home.
Yeah.
You don't worry about nothing until
she doesn't have to
8 the next morning.
Shovel snow or
they're not getting the phone calls at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
They're not getting the phone calls at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning.
We have alarms too, thank you very much, that go off in the middle of the night. Yes, we do get
that's
called.
What I'm
So what are we thinking here?
Did you hear anything how the test went today, or?
Yes, he did fail it. It's the first time I've seen a little remorse out of him. He honestly came up to me and he said, I don't know what the heck is going on. He said, I studied my butt off for it this time. And I said, well, keep studying. Don't get down on yourself. I'm honestly wondering if he was studying before. Maybe he could just.
Do we pay for those every time?
No.
Oh, I'm like, good.
No.
Not until he passes.
Not until he's got that plastic in his pocket.
Well, I was kind of talking today. We've mentioned a little bit about Calvin and Jaden and stuff, and my thought was, and we talked about that earlier, Dave, about trying to get, if we do hire somebody like that, try to focus one employee to go with this distribution license one employee to go to this CDL at first. Because that kind of evens it up, you know, I mean, now you'll have a backup to do your, some of your distribution sampling. And the other guy would be a backup to you for the garbage truck, you know, instead of having three truck drivers and nobody to do sampling, you know. Sampling plays a pretty important part around here. And so I think that might be something that we should maybe talk about the employees.
I would guess around 16, 15.
Yeah, Jim got an idea too. I told me this morning.
When I was running the facilities in Beaver County, we had a gal that could not pass the boiler test. And she took it three times, and it was a requirement to have it within a year. So when she didn't pass it the third time, when she'd come in to work from then on, we'd set her down in front of the computer for an hour every day and run the CD discs and the books and everything, and she would study. We would pay her to study, but for that hour, and after about 3 weeks, she went back and passed the test. And I think what happens is we don't realize it, but, you know, these people have a home life too. And when they go home, you know, not so much the younger guys we have now, but when they go home, they have kids and a family and so forth, and they're trying to take care of that and try to study at the same time. They need to get their priorities right. I can say that a million times, but it doesn't always happen. So I think, you know, if we gave him a shot at when he comes in the morning, put him in front of a computer for an hour, let him study, you know, basically make him study, and give it a couple weeks and then run him through again and see what happens. You know, that would be my plan, you know, if I was in Dave's position.
And I know we've always been told to study in our own time. I don't know if it's worth a shot to try it.
I like that idea just because then he's thinking about it at work and people are around that he can ask questions about the material. And, you know, I guess you study at home, say questions come up, you forget him by the time he comes to ask you the next day, where I think that would probably help, in my opinion, at least.
You know, I've been thinking about it all day, too. You know,
they are kind of an investment, you know.
Oh, well, they are. They're definitely an investment.
So.
It's gone. You guys see that he's only making $18 in Tampa, Florida, right? And then he wants to come to Chester, Montana and make $20? With no experience? Mm-hmm. He's obviously okay with $18 an hour at Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
So.
I'll tell you right now, he told me he will not come back. He will not visit us. I'm just telling you, that's what he told me.
I think it's probably 50 times more expensive to live in Tampa, Florida than it would be in Chester, Montana.
He probably lives with his parents.
Well, he's going to live with his grandparents here.
And he will.
So.
Yep.
I mean, I would think $18 an hour would be sufficient to start out at.
I'm okay with that.
If we do that, what do we do for Jaden?
We'd have to bump him to 18.
No matter what you do, you got to do something for Jaden.
At least.
Oh, yeah. I would bump him to 18 as well. Jaden's been working with us. He hasn't been complaining about his pay. He's been trying. He's hopefully studying, you know. But he's been going and showing up and taking these tests. And yes, we haven't passed him yet, but we're discussing that, you know. But he came in with no experience, and nobody, not one of us, said, oh, we should give him $20 an hour.
I will tell you.
We gave him the $17 that we put stipulated, and he took it. It's a job.
I will tell you, he did start complaining about wages. We found out what Will was making and the quality of work we were getting out of him.
That's the problem we're having here. We're giving employees different rates, and I had my own little qualm with Will, but you guys, you know, you like you said, we need the work. We need the workers. We need the employees. Okay, fine. But look what happened. Exactly what I said. And I'm not trying to be a stickler. I'm just trying to figure out. I understand, you know, every day stuff's getting more expensive. you know, but if everybody in this town that has a job went and said, well, this is what I want.
Or I'm not coming.
Or I'm not coming. I bet you more than half of us would be sitting at home on our ass.
Do you think Jaden's worth any more considering his time on the job than Calvin?
I feel like they're doing pretty well.
Oh, hey, anybody. Just asking a question.
I think Jaden's got a pretty fairly good handle on what's going on. I say he's not scared to jump in a hole and get dirty, get muddy, run a shovel. I don't hear very many complaints out of him.
I feel like they'd be pretty even.
I feel like they'd be pretty even.
I think they'd be pretty even in pay.
You guys got any thoughts on that?
I'm just trying to think of a way to say this, but
just say it.
You know, for a buck an hour, that's $2,000 a year. I don't know what it is, but it's a pretty minute investment for somebody that could give you 20 years here. You know, I think probably when we hired him, we may have. Been on the low scale a little bit. I don't know. You know, I know when you work for 20 years, you build up, and pretty soon you're worth $35 an hour. But you got to start sometime. And for that kid to, I think he's underpaid right now. I really do.
Well, okay. I think I'm pretty good at my job, right?
Yep.
And I think if I lived somewhere else, I would make more, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I've been doing what I've been doing for over 20 years. I'm not even close to $35 an hour. And I should be.
Right.
I think I should be.
You should be.
But I'm not. So.
I've been at school for 22 years.
That's why I was trying to think what I wanted to say, because I knew I screwed up. But
well, no, you didn't screw up. I'm just saying, like, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes. Eventually, yes, he will get there. You know? I mean, why is minimum wage only $10.50? Why? Isn't it $18 an hour if everybody should make $18 to $20 an hour?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
Understand this, though. Try to live on 10 something an hour.
I can't even live on what I'm doing by myself.
Exactly. And this kid's moving up here and he's starting a job. He's got to live. Yeah, he's living with his grandpa and grandma, but he doesn't want to live with his grandpa and grandma forever. He's 19 years old.
But he'll be making more money the more he works.
Yeah.
Passes his tests.
Yep.
Gets his licenses.
Every year we give a raise.
Okay. That's what we just talked about.
Yeah.
So we start him at 20. He takes his tests. He makes $20.50 an hour. He passes another one. He makes 21. End of the year, we give him a $75 or a dollar an hour raise, so he's making $22. So in a couple of years, he's making $22 an hour. But if you start him at 17, he's not even going to be making $20 in those 2 years. And he's learned how to run all this equipment and all this stuff. And John Doe out here on the farm offers him $2,000 a month to come out and run a plow. He's gone.
Can I ask why Jaden wasn't discussed like this? Why did nobody care that he was only getting 17? Because he didn't ask for more, or because he's not worth it? Because we don't have faith in him?
Well, I think when we hired Jaden, I think the going rate, correct me if I'm wrong, was around, I think we were willing to give a guy 15, something like that.
I think we raised it.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. We gave him more than the typical new hire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So why is that not good enough for this employee and applicant?
I think one of
it hasn't even been, what is it, not even 6 months, maybe 9 months since Jaden started? So everything got $3 more expensive in 9 months that we need to give these, both these people $3 more an hour?
I understand what you're saying.
I'm just asking, because I don't feel like Kelvin has any more experience than Jaden did. He's not coming in with anything more than Jaden did.
No.
They're the same age, you know, I mean, he's only been here maybe 9 months, so it's not like he's got 4 years of built with us of experience where we're going to be like, oh, well, Jaden has this much more, so we have to, you know, I don't feel like giving Jaden an extra dollar and starting Calvin at 18, I don't see a problem in that. But Calvin coming in with just as much as Jaden came in with, but demanding $20 an hour, you know, I feel like we're just getting backed against the wall, and we're the ones that are like, we got to take it up the back side.
I do think we are. I do think we are backed up against the wall.
I understand if this was a gentleman that has a little bit more experience, maybe knows how to drive a loader, maybe knows how to drive a Bobcat, maybe can run a forklift and do all that. Okay, I could see this discussion. But child to child, I know we need help. But those two, I feel, are equivalent.
I do think Calvin comes in at a little bit more than Jaden, just in the fact that he was a summer helper plus another month or two. He had a little bit of time. So, you know, when Jaden came in, he couldn't even do the rounds or anything like that. That being said, it's not worth $2 or $3 an hour.
Okay, then leave Jaden at 17 and put Calvin at 18. And you can explain, we can explain to Jaden, well, it's because Calvin had summer work, and so he does have more time.
Well, if you would let me finish, Tina.
Sorry.
So Jaden does now have more time on the job than what Calvin would be coming in with. I do feel that we're backed up against the wall in the sense that we're really not getting any applicants. You know, we're right down to basically Dave is just about all we got.
And we're burning him out.
There's a good chance that, you know, Jaden may be leaving soon. So I don't know what we need to do to attract more employees, but whatever we're doing is not working right now.
One question I had, so I know we tried to really push like the incentives and the benefits that the city offers, and that didn't get much of a response. Is there any way, I guess, to cut back on those benefits, put a higher hourly wage up there? Because that seems to be what a lot of people
are looking
for.
That's what they want. They want the cold hard cash.
And then I guess the other question I have, are we looking at this from a budgeting standpoint, or do we just not like the idea of these guys getting that pay?
I know it's not a budgeting standpoint, just from the fact that you look at what our wages are now compared to what they were 3 or 4 years ago.
Right.
You know, we're significantly lower. As far as restructuring the benefits versus the pay, that'd be a bill question. I don't know if it has to be fair across the board. I know that Ashley probably wouldn't be very happy, and probably not Dave.
Could we have like an option, like you can either take this benefit and pay package, better benefits, maybe lower?
I don't know.
They can with
grandfather them in.
So they can with the insurance. We pay the low deductible, more expensive insurance plan. They do have the option to.
It's a menu options.
Yeah, basically choose from the menu, take the high deductible plan. That money then goes into a health savings account, which isn't the same as getting it in your paycheck, though.
Oh, but it's better.
So,
but I'm older, so I got more issues.
But, you know, I think Garrett's got a good point. There's a lot of these people that we've had in the past. They would definitely rather forego some benefits and get a higher wage. Mm-hmm. But
so, that's, I guess, one argument I've had for paying summer help, you know, a pretty good wage because we pay zero benefits and we can afford, you know, to pay them maybe a higher wage than we normally would because we're not paying them like $12 to $15 an hour in benefits on top of their pay. So I don't know if, I guess, you probably can't do a long-term, I guess, like, employment agreement like that where...
Yeah, I don't know.
Offer them $22 an hour without benefits and see how well they like it.
Well, you
know? They're going to the doctor and they're not being able to afford it.
That was kind of hypothetical, but I mean...
You get some benefits,
there goes your
12
days of paid holidays. There goes your 2 weeks of sick leave.
Right.
There goes... insurance, you know, and all of that. The package that this town offers is phenomenal.
It's amazing.
I mean, not many people around this area have this kind of a benefit package, you know.
Right. But I think there's a lot of people that don't see the value in that.
Right, yeah.
That's a problem.
20 years old, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, I got an IRA, big deal, you know. It doesn't mean much to them if they have an account at the Grand Bar or something, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd rather spend it elsewhere, so, I guess.
Yeah, the health insurance is a retention tool after you reach a certain point. Same thing with the National Guard. I was going to retire 20 years until they made health insurance available to traditional guardsmen, and then I had to have surgery at 19 and a half years. And after that, I stayed in for another 14 years. So, a thought, I'll just throw this out, and I'm not a proponent of it, is if you do an incentive bonus, like, all right, you stick with us for 2 years, and we pay you a $2,000 bonus or something like that. Or stretch it out, we'll pay you $2,000 bonus, $1,000 first year, second year, something like that. That's just an idea.
Okay.
If you get your licenses.
Yeah, I mean, I whatever you guys decide, I just throw that idea out there.
Okay.
But we're still back to the problem where we got somebody who wants 20 and we got a kid at 17. So what are we going to do there?
Well, I'm pretty good at digging us into a hole, so I guess I can speak up. I would recommend maybe offer Calvin 18 and entertain Jaden 1850 or 19. Just an option. I don't like rewarding somebody for not getting their tests passed.
That's where I'm at. Kind of feels that way.
I feel like he's ready to leave. Whether this will keep him or not, I don't know. You know, I kind of hate to lose him right now because we've got some time invested into him, and overall he is a good employee. He struggles to pass his tests, but he does everything else that Dave asked him to do, and he never really complains about it at all. You know, he grabs a shovel, he jumps in a hole, he crawls down into a manhole and plays in the sewer. He, you know, he doesn't have a CDL, so he fills the tractor bucket up with sand, and he drives around and he takes a scoop shovel and sands the intersection because he doesn't have a CDL and he doesn't complain about it. And you know what? Get your CDL and you won't have to run a shovel to sand the streets, but in the meantime, that's what you got. But I guess what I'm saying is he does it. And if he doesn't do that, in a sense, they have us backed up against the wall, and then if all we got is Dave, I don't know. I don't like that. But I don't know what to do.
Phil, you get to make the decision.
Phil needs a job.
I do.
Stuck around this long, Phil, you might as well chime in.
What's that?
I said you stuck around this long, you might as well chime in.
Yeah, bring an app tomorrow. Too old. Good job.
You don't need the benefits, see? You're good.
Yeah. Actually, I know what you're looking for, is you're looking to be the mayor.
Ooh.
I'll see you after the meeting and I'll make you a heck of a deal. If I got a deal for you.
Oh, come on, you're through the tough part now.
Yeah.
I don't know, at 18 we call his bluff, I guess, and say, are you coming or not?
Okay, so if we offer him 18, what are we giving Jay?
Then put him at 1850.
I feel like 1850.
I guess I don't mind if we raise his pay a little bit, if not necessary. Just, I mean, it sounds like he's a good employee. Mm-hmm. You know, he's having trouble passing his test, but he's a good employee. And yep.
We had another employee that had problems passing his test.
We've had quite a few of them that are happy to pass this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then once he got it passed, he left.
Yeah.
So,
you know, like Garrett said, just because just because they're struggling passing their test doesn't necessarily mean they're not a good employee.
Well, no, no.
I think the idea of actually letting him come in and get a little company time to study is not a bad idea, you know, I mean.
Give them both.
We're on that, yeah.
Let them sit together.
Is that a motion, Rachel?
Sure.
So did we decide on a dollar amount?
18 and 1850.
Call his bluff.
But you're going to raise Jaden to 1850 regardless, right?
Sure.
That's the motion.
Sure. Put words into my mouth, Ash.
Better
that
I'm saying it.
I kind of saw that connection there. It was a,
no. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No.
Okay.
Second? Anybody?
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. A motion for 18 for Calvin, a motion of 1850 for Jaden, and a second. Any further discussion?
So you want me to start working with Jaden that hour in the morning? Is that what you guys want me to start?
I guess
doing?
My opinion, just take it day by day. If you know, if you got an hour, an
if
hour.
If you have that time,
yeah.
If there's something else that's higher priority.
If it's 20 minutes, it's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And Dave, I don't think you got to be there.
No, I've got a program on the computer. He can sit down and edit my computer and start working on it.
He's not going to want to be in my office.
Ashley's got all kinds of time, right? You could be a teacher and a mentor.
Well, I could give him stuff to do if that's what we're asking, but I don't think that's the problem.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, next would be approval to advertise obsolete equipment for sale.
So on your sheet, we did forget or remember later to add there's a roller that they don't use either, right? So, and then we don't really know much about the forklift, so we've got to get some information and the serial number off it if we can find it.
Where's the forklift at?
It's out
part between the two buildings, right?
Right between the game shop and the west shed. That
does it run?
Yeah.
Okay.
Neither does the roller.
Okay.
If they're metal, we could just sell them, but yeah.
He just decorated Blythe Park with them with this new tourism thing that's going on.
You're talking about a roller or a street sweeper?
Well,
street sweeper too. That little street sweeper we have out there that we never use.
Yep.
That's on there.
And then the roller
that
is
jetter.
Different.
Yep.
Jetter. That forklift, the blue one between the two west shed and main shop. And then we have an old, I think it's like a 36-inch drum roller. Not even a motor on it.
Okay.
There might be a motor on it. I can't remember.
I don't think the roller's on here.
It's not.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
John thinks you can get that roller running.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll have a project.
Okay.
Well, I make a motion to sell that used equipment because there's no sense in it sitting around. Mm-hmm.
Second.
Any further discussion on the obsolete equipment? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I have a question on that afterwards, but
okay.
That old cap that's out at the dump, is that going to be on this also?
No. I need to take cylinders off of it. There's still parts on that that can work on the one we got now.
Okay. All right. That's all I got to say. Perfect.
Is this additional agenda items or anything, Ashley?
Well, that was just for my, under my stuff, or just
oh, okay. Sorry.
You want me to wait, or you want to?
Yeah, you can wait.
Okay.
I have nothing more for old business or additional agenda, so go ahead, Dave.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, we've hauled a bunch more sand in, got assaulted from Utah here. Okay, was that Monday? So Jaden's been up mixing salt and sand. And we're another 120-yard sand push. Another 36 tons of salt. So it's getting mixed up, so we'll have that on hand. I called Tyler, waiting for some info back on him. It's lakeside. I'm getting sewer lines and lift stations clean. Start sectioning out of town again. So started on that stuff. DEQ came in and inspected our water plants here about 2 weeks ago. We got a final report from them, but they had some stuff that we had to change, and we're still in the process of finding out minor details on that kind of stuff. We'll know more when the report comes, but we have already got a few things done that they asked us to do.
Okay.
Worked on some machinery maintenance. The loader's going to need some work. Found that out Monday. Turbo is going out, turbo seals, and it's pumping oil into the air-to-air on it. So needs a new turbo. Air-to-air is going to have to come out, get boiled out or cleaned out. Right now, I think we're at a quote of $7,700 on that. Does that sound right, James? After the 12%?
Something like that. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah. I asked Brian to email us another quote, but I have not seen it.
Okay.
I want that quote before we sign.
Okay.
So, of course, we talked about savings before. And the water treatment plant, we had pre-construction this morning on that. Pump guys are out there looking at pumps today. Yeah, we got a valve that we are going to look at. Found this out. Supposedly when we close this valve that needs to be closed.
Okay.
That the bolts are supposedly broke on the top of it. So it needs dug up. The fiber line, right, pretty much right on top of the place. Huh?
So is this right on the outside of the building, or?
It's right there by that gate off Harrison. Going in the other gate.
Okay, sorry. You're talking about a water main line in town? Okay, sorry. I was still
on. I guess this has been screwed up for years, from what I found out today from John.
So how did you come by it?
Huh?
How did you come by it?
I guess John came about this like 11, 12 years ago.
They have to
Well, I mean just now.
Oh, because we've got to shut that valve off. We might be able to isolate couple other valves right now.
Right.
To get this project done. This other valve, John said when you close it, it leaks. When it's open, it doesn't. Because the valve comes coming out the top. You know what I'm talking about.
So there's what, 8 bolts or something like that? 6 or 8 bolts?
Yeah, 6 or 8 bolts, whatever. They're going to get us, Chris is going to have that cock construction, get us a quote on what it would, they'd charge us to dig that up versus us doing it.
Okay.
I did order a 10-inch valve today. I went out to see if we had one, and we don't. So I ordered that, and whether we use it or not, for that.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
We don't have one in stock anyway, and we've got some 10-inch main in this town, and if something happens, then we need a valve for it, and we don't have one in stock. So I did order one today. It'll be here tomorrow. So we'll see what they come back with quote on them digging it up and go from there, I guess. That project is starting Tuesday. They're gonna come up and start prepping the generator pad and stuff on Tuesday. And Wednesday they're gonna start putting the meter vault in the meter room. So
how did the cleanup plan? So how big of a meter will that be? Is it 6-inch or is it?
It's an 8-inch. It's 10-inch. 10-inch.
A 10-inch meter?
Yeah. I don't have my notes, but it was like it's a badger meter. You tie it into the SCADA. Right now we have no, that's what flow meter. That's plantable.
Right, well, there's a half-assed one, isn't there?
It doesn't work, no.
Right.
We have no effluent meter reading at all, and the state doesn't let it come up.
Putting that meter in will give you a better, better number for your water loss by a ton.
Big time.
I mean, you almost have to have that to do a good water loss report.
Yeah, I didn't trust the accuracy on that downflow meter anyway, even when it was working.
Normally, those badgers are what, like a quarter of a percent accuracy or some plus or minus? So, I mean, they'll pick up a very, very small flow.
Yeah, minimum flow on it is 30, and maximum flow on it's 9,300, I think is what they told us. We'll never hit 9,300.
No.
No.
We ended up always sizing down the meter, you know? So the smaller the meter, the more accurate it was, you know, like the big 10-inch, I don't know how accurate that is, but it's like a venturi, like on a carburetor, you know, it's only for a short time. And so that's why we always went with a smaller meter.
And they're gonna put it out east of the water plant a little ways, cut down on the turbulence flow through that thing.
No, it's a great idea, I'm glad they're doing it.
It'll be tied it right into the SCADA, so. That's about all I got right now.
Okay.
Was I thinking something else?
Okay.
So in the back of your packet, last month, Scott had asked about the apprenticeship program with Rural Water. And so I did reach out to Cody, is one in charge of it, and just included the email. It does look like it would be a really good program. My only concern is putting something more on Dave right now to be the mentor. So I just don't think that's in our best interest right now. But I do think, you know, as we're talking, as you guys were talking about incentive programs and, you know, bonuses and, you know, you want them to, it's a two-year basically commitment that we'd have to do for them to do this, you know, if the right, if they show interest, if they show initiative, do some visiting with them, things progress, I do think it would be something that would be.
Yeah, I didn't realize it would take 4,000 hours. I mean, that's 2 years.
Yeah.
It's 2 years. It's, and the town would have to sign a contract with Rural Water for a two-year commitment.
And they would have to sign off every month, I suppose, on that, yeah.
Yep.
I didn't realize it was that.
So it would be, you know, obviously the whoever, whichever employee we were doing it for would have to be committed, but it's such, it would fall on Dave as the mentor. And so that's a lot right now. I don't know if it's something that they could help with some of the mentoring with it, or if
just treatment? Is it distribution, or is it?
I think it could be I don't know for sure though.
So maybe distribution would be less, I don't know.
Yeah, but that distribution test is not that hard. You and I both know that.
No, I know.
That's the easiest out of the three. Mostly safety and geometry stuff.
Yeah.
So.
That would be another study, you know, for.
Have a good night, Tom.
Yep.
It would be, it'd be, but we have the information, we have, you know, his contact, so if something we can.
Well, thanks for doing that, I.
Just figured it out.
And I know that, like I said, Christie Klein had mentioned it to us a couple different times as we've had the turnover, but I'd never looked into it, so it was, we sent the information, we have it, if we choose to go forward with that. I also have a postcard here, there's going to be a free webinar for the newly elected and appointed officials, which I know you guys aren't all new now, but it's still, it's free, it's a webinar. I think it'd be some, you know, just good refresher information, there's a QR code. So pass that around, you guys can do that if you want to. The cloud with Black Mountain has all been converted over, it's working really well. And I have a go live date for BMS Pay for February 16th. I might move that to the 9th because our audit will be the 16th, 17th. 16th's a holiday, so they'll be coming on the 17th, and that's going to be a federal audit. So depending on how things go, might move the go live a little bit earlier just so that if there's any kinks, we'll have it in place before I do the billing. So it's just giving myself enough time to have it in place for that. And then, like I said, during the big meeting, we had a phone call for the water project today, and they are going to do the rates, look at the rates, and they will determine if we need to do a rate increase for this current project. When we started all of the ARPA stuff, we had said we did our sewer rate increase with the sewer project, but we didn't do it all on sewer because we were going to put a portion of it on water because it's a combined rate. But we didn't have loan forgiveness.
Go ahead.
With the water one, and now we do. So that might make a difference, and we may not have to do a rate increase for this project. That being said, we still need to look at just starting rate increases. Yep. Right
all
now.
Year.
So, but that'll be, so we'll either do the motion of intent to raise rates at February's meeting so that we can approve, do the public meeting and approve it at the March meeting so that we can close on our SRF loan the end of March, because we will need those funds in order to do this water project that's starting.
Do they have any idea how much?
I don't. When we were looking at it before, I thought it was less than $2, but what I remember is that we talked about that we had raised the sewer $4, and
right,
that we were going to do the same with the water, so that, you know, because water and sewer both had a base rate of $32.81, we raised the sewer to $36.81, and even though water wouldn't need to go that high, we were going
to
do that to keep them
to start
the same.
Bumping up.
Which then again, we have the EDU system, so that's base rate for a 3/4 EDU system would have to follow for that price per thousand. Maybe be looked at in bulk water, you know, there's all of them.
Right.
So, I mean, that'll be the 29th, we'll have a meeting, they'll have that information so that we know what our next steps are. We can talk about if we want to do the minimum for the current project, or if we want to do the four like we talked about, or if we want to look at where we're at and do some something different. But it's Dorsey and Whitney do all the bond counsel, so they help with all of the documentation. So having them, we already pay them to do this. So if we're going to raise rates, it's a good time to do it, because then we're just, they're helping us with it.
Yep.
So that's it.
Council?
I ain't saying any more to that.
Oh, just maybe something quick on the rates. I guess I've been thinking, when we do go to rates, it might not be a bad idea to kind of think a little more proactively than we have in the past, or than past council has have, or anything like that, because I think rates have been fairly low for a long time, and that's kind of got us into some sticky situations before where, you know, things come up that need replaced, and especially with our in-town distribution getting fairly aged, and those occurrences might happen more often. But just a thought anyway.
Yeah. Yep. Doesn't get any younger down on the ground,
right?
Right.
Unfortunately.
Not a bit.
And we can't see it.
Yeah. Any other council?
Yes.
Motion to adjourn?
I'm moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Guess nobody's opposed.
It's actually good. That was very entertaining.
Remember, I'm coming over to the job out tomorrow.